Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Paddy Smith got in touch with us. Of course, a lot of you know Paddy is My Disabled Life on social media. Paddy, you might just tell listeners what happened to you yesterday.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much, first off, for having me. It was a mad moment yesterday. So I was like walking to the Lewis, just finding my own business, listening to my music, having a few jams in my mind, and I'm trying to get a Lewis ticket. And I hear this kind of muffling raised voice, so I take out my earphones, and someone was like, you should have, now they said an infidelity pass, but I assume they meant disabled pass. And I was like, oh, I know, I don't have one. I know I should probably get one. And then they were like, oh, I get what it is. It's all a front, is it? It's all a front. I was like, I actually, at the start I was in such shock, I kind of started laughing because I thought they were joking. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I actually am disabled. And then I don't know what happened. I kind of froze in some moments. And then I'm looking around and she's like, oh, no, I know what you're like. I've seen people like you before. I'm sure you could walk without those crutches, no problem. It's all a front. Yeah. I was like, and at this moment, Andrea, I was like, I don't know what to do.
So I'd say you were nearly about to drop when you heard that. Where did this happen?
So it was at the Lewis stop in Harcourt Street. And they were actually on the other side of the tracks, Andrea. So I was on one side there and the other, so they were shouting this over. Then I sit down and I just literally say, you know when you're in those moments, like fight or flight?
Kind of,
I was just like, thank you. I just literally said that and put my earphones in. And then when I was walking home, I was like, did that actually happen? And then I got this message from a bystander who was obviously at the stop. And they said to me, oh, you dealt with that interaction very well at the Lewis. And then it got me thinking, like, one, geez, you never know who's watching. Secondly, I was thinking on a larger scale, this is the conversation of like, you know, when stuff like this happens, should we step in? Or like, you know, is it a very Irish thing that we don't want to step in and kind of aggravate the person? And then like, that's why I put the kind of video up, because I wanted to start a conversation around that and to see maybe was I looking at it in some way that other people weren't.
You might just explain, Paddy, maybe for people that, you know, that maybe that don't know you. And I know I've met you on a couple of occasions before, or maybe they're not aware of your social media account. But you might just maybe tell listeners about your condition and you know, just kind of your day-to-day life, just so people are aware, you know.
100%. Yeah, so I have cerebral palsy in my legs. I was born with it. It's from birth. I walk with the aid of crutches full-time. So my condition is very visible, you know, I live my life. Because I've had it all my life, I know no different. So I live my life like everybody else. I do what everyone else does, just a little differently. I walk a little differently. I try to have all different types of crutches, like blue, black, purple, like every color in the sun. I've had them because like it's part of my personality right now. But for the first time ever, I was defending the fact that I had a disability as well. To this person. And I was then thinking, for people who have invisible disabilities, you know, they must face this all the time. You know, people shouting at them when they're doing stuff, maybe like parking in a disabled spot or whatever. But it kind of sparks the conversation around that whole, that whole narrative.
But like, I mean, in the first instance, as you said, you thought this was kind of a joke because, you know, you're walking with the aid of two crutches, Paddy, isn't it, that you had?
Yeah.
And you know, for somebody even, I mean, how would it come into their head to question that in the first place, you know? And as you said, you thought it was a joke, and then obviously other people around you had noticed this, and it does bring up that moment of, you know, geez, would I step in there? And I suppose until you're in that situation, you nearly don't know how you'd handle it as a passerby.
Well, that's the truth. And Andrea, I don't know if I'd step in. You know what I mean? And it also says, like, to step in, is that better to step in? Is it better to kind of leave it? And, you know, would that exaggerate the person on the other end? Or, like, in some ways I kind of get it, but in other ways I'd like the support or maybe the recognition that this is happening. You know what I mean? So, but I also understand it. Is it a very Irish thing as well that we kind of are like, oh God, we wouldn't want to get involved?
I know. And I'm trying to think, as you're telling that story, Paddy, here today in the show, how would I react? You know, and I hope I'd react in the right way, you know, but I suppose until you're in the thick of it, you nearly don't know what you do. But I'm sure you got an awful land, you know, and I was glad to see you share this experience on your social media page and joining us here today to highlight it, because it is important that listeners are aware. I mean, like, this is the kind of stuff that's happening.
And can I ask this, Andrea? Because I also got someone commenting that they, if it had happened to them, they were disabled themselves, they wouldn't be posting about it, and that people are people, and I should just get over it. So in my mind, I was like, well, if we don't post about it publicly, then we won't have a conversation about it.
I mean, like the outrageousness of it, like, you know, you were just supposed to be nearly put up with that.
Yeah, I just think it's really an interesting opening of a conversation to have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's like this sparks a kind of debate, which probably is needed. I still kind of trying to process it now.
Well, I would love to talk to other people here today, Paddy, if they want to join us in the programme as we're chatting to you. 1800 453 106. If you've ever experienced anything, you know, like this, do let us know. If anything like this, and please God it doesn't, If it were to ever happen again, how would you handle it differently, or what do you think you might do, Paddy?
To be honest, I was thinking about this before the call, and I think because I am visibly disabled, and like, you know, it's just a fact that I would be weaker than the normal able-bodied person in terms of physicality. I probably would be worried that they maybe would start something and I wouldn't be able to defend myself. If it got to that point, but I would like to be able to do something, but I think I don't know if I would. And is that me being a bit hypocritical because I want other people to do it? I don't know.
To be honest, I don't know that I'd correct somebody. Yeah, I just don't know how. I think it's so hard to know. I'd like to think I'd react differently, but I don't know that I actually would in the moment, for the same reasons you said, you know, just for fear that they'd challenge you physically, you know, and you wouldn't know what to do. But you're keeping well, Paddy, aside from that.
I absolutely am, Andrea. I absolutely am.
Good.
I'm living in London at the minute.
Oh, are you in London now? Great.
Yeah. And I just bought a house.
Oh, geez, fantastic. Congratulations. In London, fair play to you.
I wouldn't have been able to do it without my mom. My mom helped me massively.
Yeah.
But I'm really privileged, and thank God. I'm finally an adult, Andrea.
Oh, stop. Yeah, there's nothing like a lifetime of debt to look forward to, Paddy, to mature you, isn't it? It's brilliant. Well, look, I'm thrilled to hear that, and I'm glad to hear you're keeping well and enjoying London. And fair play to you, Paddy. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.